Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, Ken, earlier I said it was beer weather. You know what? The hell with that, my friend. This is cocktail weather.
Yeah, let's hit the hard stuff.
It is so nasty outside. I actually had to go outside to get some soakage, a.k.a. burrito, from the place down below us. And just getting over there, I got drenched. And that's literally a 10-second walk across the street. I need a stiff drink.
And we have so many.
Yeah.
We got just the crew tonight to do it with. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9, supported by the Regal Beagle Ale House and Sausage Grill in Mission Hills and the Regal Seagull Ale House and Sausage Grill in Leucadia. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, Casey from Casey Hart's Cocktails, and a whole crew of cocktailing sophisticants from Cutwater Spirits. We've got Megan, Jenny, Nikki, and Christian. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Woo-hoo.
And there's a lot that we need to clear up in the beginning of this program before we even start talking about drinks, because Cutwater Spirits, we know, came out of Ballast Point Spirits. And when they sold Ballast Point to Constellation and became part of Big Beer, what they didn't get was you guys.
Yep.
So you're really, you know, you are not a part of a big corporation conglomeration. You are a local San Diego distillery.
So true. We're very lucky.
That's so cool. I love that you guys are still local. I mean, Ballast Point is still local, but, you know, it's still, there's something about cheering for the little guys. And, I mean, you guys have a great crew. You've got Yousef over there. I know Jack is over there with you guys. And, you know, everything that was happening under Ballast Point Spirits is now happening under Cutwater Spirits. And, you know, do you have a tasting room now of your own? Because before, I know your distillery was in Scripps, Ballast Point. Now, do you have a new spot? What's going on with your location?
We do have a location out in Miramar. It's not quite ready yet, but be on the lookout. We'll be having some fun stuff out there where people can actually come and check out what we're doing.
But people can still buy your spirits, and we're talking about those and many, many cocktails tonight. I know you've been the subject of many of Casey from CaseyHartsCocktails.com's videos.
And we love her.
And I guess, you know, tonight is all going to be your show, Casey, because it's not beer, so this isn't my realm. This isn't Ken's realm. We're just kind of here sitting on the sidelines. Tonight is going to be all directed by you, and we're going to do five cocktails tonight in an hour?
Five cocktails. Here's the thing that I'm really excited about tonight. On this show, I'm always the one that has no idea what's going on, because when it comes to beer, I don't really know that much. I'm the one asking, like, what's
a mash
bill?
Yes, but over the last year, you've made great leaps and bounds in your beer knowledge.
I've learned a lot, but what I'm really excited about is when I bring someone in for cocktails that can teach me a lot about cocktails, because there's so much I don't know.
And that is awesome. Yeah. In fact, with Casey taking over, get me another one of those canned cocktails, because I am going to get
tore up. I'm not having you home.
He's sleeping here tonight.
No, there's a couch in that other studio.
You're going to find him in your office tonight.
All right, so let's get into our first cocktail. Casey, this is one of yours. So I guess we're gonna ping pong back and forth, but kind of between you and Christian, who is what? Christian, are you like the man with the plan? Are you like the head cocktailer redude?
I've been making drinks for a long time.
I'm going to say yes, Christian. I've known Christian for a long time now in San Diego through many different bars. And Christian is just totally a master of the spirits. He knows exactly how to...
You just want to say he's badass. He's badass.
I do want to say it. I wasn't sure if I could say it on air, but now that you said it, he's totally badass. He's great at making really well-balanced cocktails. He knows a ton about the spirits and products he works with. And he's one of the people I learned from in the beginning.
All right, quit selling his resume. Tell me what I'm drinking.
Yeah. So you're drinking, actually, this is, I learned, credited to another San Diego bartender, Eric Castro. I believe he's bartender at large on Instagram. But this is called the Oceanside. So it's white rum, little celery bitters, mint, lime juice, and a little simple syrup.
Wow.
That smells
peachy. Pinch of salt.
Yeah. This is a total, like, you know, 80 degree at the beach kind of San Diego drink.
Or like 60 degrees and pouring rain apocalyptic
into the
world. Oh,
that is incredibly refreshing.
It's a really refreshing cocktail. It's
when you're in a studio that has no windows, whatever's outside is in your mind.
Oh, that was deep.
Yeah.
Deep.
And when you've done as much acid as Jeremy
oh,
has.
Oh, boy. His brain is just a mush.
Yeah.
I got your acid right here.
Whoa!
Did you spin the record backwards trying to hear what he was saying in that track?
I don't really remember because I was smoking so much weed at the time.
Like, hey, man, it's cool, bro. Rain from the Beatles for a rainy Friday night on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour.
That's a flange effect, kids.
It is cocktail hour tonight with our friends from Cutwater Spirits, brought to you by our friend CaseyHeartsCocktails.com. You have done so many great cocktails over the last year, and now we're doing a whole show worth of them with Cutwater Spirits. Well, you started off the first one. That was a, what did you call that drink again?
It's called an Oceanside.
An Oceanside.
Shout out to Eric Castro.
Now, we want to see videos of that drink being made. Is that on kcartscocktails.com?
You're going to see it on there tomorrow. That's code for this was a really busy week, but you will see it on there tomorrow.
You didn't have anything going on. You only, launched 7 shows.
I only put Metallica on sale. It's fine. Who? No big deal.
Wait, is that the band that was backing up Lady Gaga at the Grammys?
Oh. Jeremy, you hurt my soul right now.
Come on!
Hey, let me just add for the kids at home who have their liquor cabinets stocked with Cutwater, I have posted 3 of the recipes on the 94.9 website, so you can mix it up along with us right now.
Well, I think one of the drinks we're about to get into right now, Christian, we'll turn this one over to you. This is involves one of my favorite Cutwater spirits. This is the Horchata Fugu, which on itself, you can drink...
Horchata!
Oh, my God. That actually reminded me that I need to do our last name for our Super Mega Colossal Coachella giveaway. Carla Connor of City Heights, you've got 9 minutes and 49 seconds to call me back if you would like to go to Coachella. Now, Kristen, please, take it away. What is this drink that we have in our hands?
So this is a Chi-Chi, which... A pina colada is one of my favorite drinks. A Chi-Chi is essentially a vodka pina colada. We use horchata vodka in there. And
which is one of the most deadly, dangerous, delicious drinks I've ever had.
So it's, good.
Oh, wow.
Super dangerous.
Horchata fugu.
What's that? I mean, it's so coconutty and delicious.
Ooh. It's all fresh coconut. I made a fresh coconut syrup today.
That's so boss.
It's tropical weather here in San Diego.
tropical storm.
How in the hell do you make your own coconut syrup? I'm curious about that.
I cracked open coconuts, added some sugar, threw it in a blender, and called it a day.
So just husk and meat and milk and everything?
Yeah,
or do you
have really strong hands. So.
Just bash them against your skull as hard as you can.
Wow.
This is astonishing.
What I love most about this drink is the cinnamon from the horchata. Mm-hmm. It is so beautifully, gloriously tiki that I cannot get enough of this drink. And I am allergic to pineapple, and I am drinking this. Like, you cannot stop
good to
me.
Know now.
So,
Jeremy, how's your CPR these days?
All right, somebody find me the one damn EpiPen.
Yeah.
Now, Ken, this is probably one of the few times you've ever played a Tom Waits song in the middle of the
Rock
and Roll at the end. We are drinking
a lot of Tom Waits on this show.
Oh, of course. Well, you know, it's very rarely do we not just get to end with a big Tom Waits crescendo, but throw it right in the middle because it's just so poignant of what's going on in the world right now.
It is. It's relevant.
Hamby just came in and goes, there was a sheet of water that chased me out of the building.
Came right in the building. Yeah. It was biblical, man. Biblical.
It's not like we're getting 40 days and 40 nights of this. We
load up the giraffes, the elephants, all of them.
4 hours of rain at this point. It's not going to kill us. Trust me, we'll be fine. We're drinking spirits with Cutwater Spirits. Now, I'm curious. Cutwater, because before, when it was Ballast Point Spirits, everything was named after fish. What kind of fish is a Cutwater?
Cutwater catches fish, Jeremy. If I may be so bold, Procyops niger is a member of the tern family, not to be confused with seagulls or albatrosses, which are in separate families altogether. You can see them in San Diego during the summer months.
My turn is mic off.
Ken used to be a park ranger. That's what we learned tonight.
Dude, its lower mandible is longer than its
See,
upper.
Look, right, when I do that, what? It goes away.
What is a mandible? So let's talk about the drink.
It's lower beak. It's
you need more cocktails.
He's gone all Sam Kinison on me. I cannot turn your mic on when you've done this.
It sets beak in the water and cuts right through it.
I'm going to stick my beak in this drink. Yeah, so if you'd like to join me, let me know.
Thank you for that. All right, so we've had the Rum Ricky. We've had the Horchata Chichi, which there, I guess, Kristen, you that's kind of got a little inspiration from your past, doesn't it? Because you did something with your pina coladas in Mexico that was very significant that kind of played into that drink. What, right?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time surfing in Mexico, and my brother and I remember... I only remember part of the night, but the beginning of the night started off with a lot of pina coladas with cinnamon on top. And so trying to recreate all of those awesome elements.
I never thought of putting cinnamon on a pina colada until that drink right there. And I guess Chichi is basically pina colada with vodka.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning so much tonight. All right, what am I going to learn next? What I've got in front of me?
So this is the Nolita cocktail. So this is a cocktail that combines two of my favorite things, coffee in the morning and a Negroni at night. And I decided to put them together.
It looks like iced tea.
A classic Negroni, gin, Campari, sweet vermouth. Woo-hoo. Pretty simple. So this is the Old Grove gin. And then kind of putting in a little bit of coffee liqueur and some chocolate mole bitters just to give it some spice.
My God, man, where do you find chocolate mole bitters?
On the streets.
he's got a guy down on the waterfront.
I know
some people.
I mean, you got like a cell phone number? You know, do I call this guy?
Oh, text my goodness. Know,
meet him in City Heights or something? I mean, what's the deal? Don't hold out on
me. I'm Golden Hill. We're close. You
know? The Negroni is one of my favorite cocktails because it's bitter. But the chocolate coffee combo rounding out the end of that?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you're a national treasure, is what you are.
That's true fact.
Ken, should I just, you know, make sure that you get his number later on tonight?
I already got it.
Watch out.
Enough said.
Your mascara is running your job.
It's raining outside, and I'm still not happy. It's garbage on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's FM 94. And actually, I'm very happy at this point because I'm sitting here and I'm drinking cocktails thanks to CaseyHartsCocktails.com, who is our cocktail specialist on this program. This whole show put together by her with Cutwater Spirits. We're drinking Cutwater Spirits cocktails. We had the Rum Ricky, we had the Horchata Chichi, we had the Nolita, and one of the things is though you can find the recipes to all these drinks we're drinking tonight either at CaseyHartsCocktails.com or online at FM949ST.com. Another thing that is really amazing, if you just want to be lazy as all hell, you can actually go get Cutwater Spirits cocktail cans.
Yeah, I've had three of them. They're awesome.
So glad to have a couch in my office.
They're sessionable, man. They're only 7%. That's what's so great about them.
Wait, 7% cocktail can? So it's like drinking a beer.
It's exactly like drinking a kind, not really, but kind of, yeah.
What?
Sessionable cocktail.
Beer speak on you.
My head literally exploded right now.
Do you remember when I didn't know what sessionable meant, so I brought you the strongest drink known to man?
Yes.
You remember that?
Remember that show? You guys, anything can be sessionable, right? Just put your mind to it.
Some sessions are longer than others.
Yeah.
The whole can is 7%? That still blows my mind.
And the ginger. Oh, my God, this is delicious. What am I drinking here?
That's the rum and ginger, right? Now, what cocktail cans do you have?
We have the rum and ginger. We have gin and tonic. Bloody Mary mix or Bloody Mary can cocktail and the rum and cola.
We have some vodka soda and mule.
Yeah,
we do a mule.
Mule in a can.
We have fun stuff lined up for sure.
Yes.
I only want it if it's a copper can. I can't drink a mule if it's not a copper.
Such a hipster. God. Go away, Jeremy.
Anybody see my Ray-Bans?
Is it free-range copper from Brooklyn?
Yeah. I hate you so much right now. Fine. Let's do another cocktail. Casey, what's your last CaseyHartsCocktails.com cocktail?
So what I really love more than anything is a classic Americano. So Campari, sweet vermouth, and a little bit of soda water. That will take me home any day of the week. This one's a little bit different, and it kind of turns out a little like a bitter herbal cola.
Wait, did you just say Americano? Like coffee and
like
water?
Like a Starbucks?
Close. It's actually a cocktail Americano.
Really?
Yeah. True facts. I don't know if there's any history on it.
It's also sessionable.
It is sessionable.
I'm kind of tripping out right now because this is like a homemade herbal soda.
Basically, yeah. It's just
that means it's a health beverage.
1 ounce of the Cutwater Spirits OPA, and then 1 ounce of Aperol, which we've had on the show before. Top it off with a little soda water, maybe chuck a little lemon peel if
if you're feeling fancy.
Wow.
I'm feeling fancier with every sip.
I'm kind of blown away by this. It's such a refreshing, almost like drinking a soda drink. Can we get this in a can?
Why not?
Yeah. You know what? That's a good answer.
Yeah. I'm just going to pour this into my can.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9, supported by the Regal Beagle Ale House and Sausage Grill in Mission Hills and the Regal Seagull Ale House and Sausage Grill in New Katy. It's Jeremy with me tonight, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Casey from Casey Hearts Cocktails, who has been hosting this night of drinking on this rainy Friday. What is going on over there?
We're just pouring out cocktails. There are umbrellas. I'm standing. I stole Ken's mic from him because I wanted to see the cocktail prep.
Take over, girl.
Because real bartenders are here tonight, and that's exciting to
you
me.
You are geeking out so hard right now.
I am geeking out.
We're watching Christian pour a line of cocktails. You know, it's like when you watch like Bar Rescue, and they bring
World famous. Let's compare it to something we can all relate to. It's like watching homebrewers around Tommy Arthur.
Oh, geez, no.
It's just exciting to see someone who can pour cocktails over the board and not spill anything.
Stop. You're going to give my engineers a heart attack. It was nowhere near the board.
It was nowhere near the boards.
But it could have been.
It could have been. We could have poured it straight over the board, and he wouldn't have dripped a drop.
He's walking the tightrope, man. Look at this guy.
He's 100% professional.
Cool as a cucumber. This is the hand I shoot with. So let's talk about our last cocktail tonight from Cutwater Spirits. You find them online. What's the website, Jenny?
Cutwaterspirits.com.
That was beautiful radio voice.
Yeah, that was.
Sometimes.
I feel like that came across loud and clear and beautiful.
Did everybody hear me?
Whoa,
I feel like I'm in the producer's booth. I want to say, all right, so now read it back to me again. I need it to say, subject to availability, sponsorship rules apply.
Let me drink my drink.
Okay, fine then. You drink your drink. Let's get into our last beverage of the evening. This is Bernie's.
This drink, first of all, can we just look at it for a second? He turned the cocktail umbrellas inside out.
Yeah. Hurricane.
Because we're having a hurricane, people. We're having
actually
real
what happened
weather.
To us in the parking lot.
It's a blustery day.
Oh, so the umbrella isn't supposed to look like that? That you have on the floor over there?
It is supposed to right now. Okay. It's a blustery day.
Okay.
There goes Winnie the Pooh. He's flying right past us right now.
Okay, talk to me about this drink because I'm getting sweet, I'm getting vanilla, I'm getting spicy,
It looks like an Orange Julius.
Yeah, it's so delicious, but my brain can't process what's in it.
So this drink, I couldn't think of a name forever, so I wanted to use something spicy, which is the habanero vodka from Fugu. The spiced rum, the three sheet spiced. So taking two of my favorite things, vacation and spice, putting them together, and then now we have the weekend at Bernie's. Bernie spelled burn, like...
I get it now.
Things are hot.
Nobel Prize for Literature. right there.
So
brilliant.
This cocktail is delicious and torturing. It's got just enough heat to make it a little bit burny, but it's got so much other fruit going on in there.
Are you feeling the burn, Jeremy?
I am feeling the burn.
You really get the spice from the spice rum,
though. Start doing this and talking to you like this, then I'm not quite feeling
this
the burn.
This soup is too cold. I'm sending it back.
What am I going to do with you two? Jesus.
Whoa. Call us a cab.
You know what? At the start of a three-day weekend, you got to blow off some steam. Welcome to my party.
All right. Thanks for having us at your party.
This would be a great brunch cocktail.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, start your day with this?
And smell the deliciousness.
Wow, you are an evil genius when it comes to cocktails, Christian. Everything you've brought us tonight has been fantastic. If we want to have more of your drinks, are you... posted up at a bar somewhere that I can throw dollars at you and have you give me more of this?
I will be soon. I can't say anything yet.
All right, so at some point, I can give you dead folding presidents in a non-strip club sort of way to have you make me more of this.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome.
You just made me a very happy man. All right, I think we're done. Hamby, are you ready to take over?
Yeah!
Hold on. How many new Pokemon did you catch?
Two.
Oh, two?
Two?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.